With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thursday shows are always some of our most fun and enjoyable. We love Thursdays. We'll play McKnight at the movies. We'll talk to Jesse Rogers. Bulls have another game to play, and maybe more after that, because they're going to take on a shorthanded Heat team in Miami tomorrow night, a rematch of the exact same scenario from a year ago. The winner will be the 8 seed, probably for the right to be the sacrificial lamb against the Boston Celtics. But hey, goofy things happened last year when the Heat went into the playoffs. I don't expect the same thing to happen, and I don't expect a rash of injuries that would need to happen for the Bulls to be competitive with the Celtics if they win tomorrow night. But a win, and they will actually be a playoff team. Jimmy Butler has an MCL injury. He heard it early in the game last night. Played anyway. You can tell he wasn't the same. Probably contributed to why Miami ended up losing that game. And Jimmy Butler will not be available for tomorrow night. I think they're calling it several weeks. So even if Miami were to win, they're going to roll in. Unlikely to do what they did a year ago without Jimmy Butler's services, who is probably going to have to miss several weeks with an MCL injury. Kobe was awesome last night. So the Bulls have another game to play.
Whoever wins this one is the sacrificial lamb.
That's what it feels like, yeah, for sure.
So there you go. I mean, you've got an opportunity. It's been a long time since the Chicago Bulls have been the sacrificial lamb. So it's kind of improvement, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it improvement to be able to make the playoffs? Right, said Fred. I saw his tweet yesterday on X about, hey, let's talk about the Bulls. Now it's time to start getting excited about the Bulls.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it. It was out there. Well, right, said Fred. He's out there.
I don't know.
He's making the appeal. Get out there. Let's talk about the Bulls.
I think what's obnoxious for some Bulls fans at this point is that what's going to be coming from the brass about, hey, we made it. We're a playoff team. And like that's going to be just good enough. I would think some Bulls fans, a section of, and I would think a lot of them, I don't know, am I wrong, are going to be annoyed by that. I'm a little annoyed by it. You know that's what's going to come of this. Well, Lonzo will be back, and Zach was hurt, and
yeah,
even without those guys, we made the playoffs.
Even though he's a guard, and LaVine's a guard, and the two guys that have developed the most with the absence of the guards are guards. So I got a team full of guards.
You know, but you know that's what they're going to feed you.
That's why you've got to be able to ignore it. That's why you got to be able to call it on the carpet. And you got to say, listen, this is crap. Everything that you're selling is crap.
Oh, Kobe developed. Well, and Zach was hurt. Pua was hurt. And Lonzo was hurt.
There's no gray area that Kobe White has developed.
He's the best story of the year. We said that all year, right? He's like the best story for the Bulls.
Io's the second best story, right?
I guess.
And then everything else is kind of in the background.
No, Yurk's right with that. He's
out of focus.
Yeah,
Everything else is status quo.
Everything else is out of focus.
Yeah. And then Caruso is a fantastic player as well.
And DeMar is too.
DeMar's
nothing
great
against DeMar, but we know what DeMar DeRozan is. Like that,
there's
a
limit.
Yeah,
there's
a limit.
All of it put together allow you then just to be in the play-in stuff. If you get into the playoffs, guess what's going to happen? You're getting bounced.
Yeah, I don't think a repeat of last year's happening. Remember, Giannis got hurt.
Yep.
The Heat are always weird when they get into the playoffs anyway because they just know how to do things right with the way they're coached and with Jimmy's mindset and mentality. That's not happening this time around. That ain't happening.
Butler's a different player when he has 3 days to rest in between games because that's essentially the playoffs are not your normal grind.
Yeah.
So that team, like with days to prepare, they're much better than they are during the regular season.
And had Giannis not gotten hurt, they might not have won that series anyway. Let's remember that.
Yeah. Boston's a different beast.
Different beast. The 8 seed here seemingly really has no shot.
What are we doing here?
What's the matter? We were just saying this.
What is this?
Let's get into
this. This is not the
Olive Garden.
This is
not
the lead. Yeah.
No one cares.
Well, we've got a food segment at the bottom of the hour. I don't know if you guys want to start with.
No one cares about the Bulls.
You want the Olive Garden?
No one cares.
Okay.
Yesterday was a special day for us here.
It was fun. I will say that.
It was a fun day. This was the day Carmen finally paid off.
If there was a day to have fun.
And the trip to Olive Garden after not being able to predict 80% of the playoff contestants in the NFL at the end of last year's season.
Yeah, I think I missed by two. Two playoff teams I think I missed by. Yesterday was a fun day.
What do we do?
The Olive Garden. The Olive Garden.
Do you want me to start positive Italian or negative? Cuisine. What do you guys want?
Let's explain
the whole day.
The day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the day.
12:30 hits.
All right.
We leave here. Interrupted because Chris had to do an interview about the sky.
Which was good, by the way.
We take the blue line. Yurko on the blue line.
Yurko on the blue line.
It's something to behold, handing out money left and right,
There was a young man.
I think he was an adult.
He was a young entrepreneur.
He was a small adult.
Selling a chocolate on the train. Which they tell you shouldn't do. I think they say no soliciting, like smoking, no fighting, no weapons, no soliciting.
I was breaking the law, actually.
Yurko was breaking the law a little bit, but Yurko bought some chocolate, which was, as Yurko's wine, Yurko's one of the more generous guys.
Some M&M's, six bucks.
He reached right into his pocket.
Poor guy walked through the whole train. Nobody even acknowledged the little man.
Yeah, and Yurko said,
I pulled out a five spot, and I said, one more, and he goes, I need another dollar. I gave him a dollar, and then I pulled the Hershey bar out of there. So at least he made it through the car, making a little bit of money.
I rode the Blue Line for roughly 15 years. I lived on the Blue Line my entire life living in Chicago. And I was reminded yesterday, because I haven't taken it often in recent years. There hasn't been really a need for me to. I was reminded how dreadful our public transportation is.
Oh, there's a certain sense on that train, too.
Well, not only that, just you'd have to wait 20 minutes for the train that goes, to the airport.
You saw a guy with an ankle monitor.
It was a woman. A woman got on and she had a... I looked at Adam. I'm like, is she supposed to be on home arrest? She was wearing an ankle monitor.
Don't narc. All right.
I just said to Adam.
You're buying candy from a little man.
I nudged Adam. I'm like, is that weird that she's got an ankle
monitor?
I didn't
see that.
But isn't it supposed to go off if she leaves the house?
No, maybe it's...
she gets to travel to work or something?
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah. She had an ankle monitor on.
I'd say not one, but two listeners noticed Yurko.
Yes.
Waiting on the platform and then also on the train. And they started up conversations. They wanted to know what the Bears are going to do at 9.
Yeah.
So Yurk's holding court on the train. That was good.
It was great. Yurko hadn't been on the L, and he said it forever, it felt like. So we took the train out to the Addison stop, and the Olive Garden is right there when you get off at Addison.
Conveniently located.
It is convenient. You literally have to walk off 300 yards,
not even that. Just across the street and across the street.
So there's the Olive Garden. I was struck at how large of an establishment. I said, boy, they must be doing something right. I mean, it's a huge building. I said, they fill this up? I couldn't believe the size of it and all the available tables. There was a crowd.
We asked for a private room.
And we got one.
We got a private room.
We were in a very small part, a smaller section of the restaurant in the corner where we were away from the crowd. We didn't want to disturb everybody with our silliness. And there was still a late lunch crowd that was in there.
Yes, there was.
We caught the lunch special, actually.
Yes, we did.
Which was nice. It won't cost the company as much.
Yeah, I got an update on that.
What?
Well, just go through the day.
So we sit down. The best part of the meal was it Ilya? Was that her name, I believe?
Yes.
Ilya. Couldn't have been nicer. Our server, I will say, the Olive Garden does go out of the way to make you feel like family.
When you're here, you're family.
They were very polite and nice.
Very polite.
Through all of our shenanigans, I don't think they knew what we were doing, but they saw us videos. And
shenanigans? The three of us were enjoying a lunch. You were pulling shenanigans.
There was some shenanigans. Chris walks in and tells him it's my birthday. My birthday's in December. I mean, what do you mean? Chris was the first one to kick off the shenanigans. He's like, yeah, we're celebrating a special occasion. It's his birthday. Oh, you get a free tiramisu.
Well, why not?
So there were shenanigans.
She looks at me, I go, family.
You guys do the singing and everything, right?
Right.
And she goes, oh, yeah.
Chris wanted to make sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the whole kitchen staff will come out. They did treat you like family. That's probably the nicest thing I could say. Our server was wonderful. She put up, and Yurko's always got shenanigans, let's face it, always.
Listen, number one on the list is the salad was the best.
No, I disagree.
I don't care. Listen, the salad
was
fresh.
Well, we sit down, and she goes, do you guys want water? And Yurko immediately goes, and a fried calamari, and a shrimp frites, and a salad and breadsticks for everybody, and pasta fazool.
Shrimp frites.
She was like, whoa, I'm just taking drink orders. Yurko goes, give us a fried calamari, a shrimp misto. I'll take a bowl of pasta vizzul and bring the unlimited breadsticks and salad.
I only wanted a cup. I asked for a cup.
Well, she gave you a bowl.
She gave me a bowl.
So do you want me to just start at the beginning?
Yeah, let's go through it.
Yeah, go through the meal.
fried food came out in about 40 seconds, which is never a good sign.
It was hot when we got it.
Oh, hot because it was sitting under a heat lamp.
Oh, you're saying it was just waiting for
us? Yes. The calamari, there will be two nice things other than the great wait staff that I will say about the food. The calamari was edible, I will say. There's way too much of a
breading
and, full of all kinds of spices that you don't need on fried calamari.
Right.
They look like they just took like a bag of Italian seasoning, probably, dumped it in some flour, and that's what they coat their calamari in. You really shouldn't do that. But the calamari was edible. The shrimp misto was not.
You had a big complaint about the peppers and the zucchini that were in there.
Well, then I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen these little tiny dried up shrivels of zucchini and red peppers that they tried to fry. If you're going to do that, you can't have these little. What were they going for? Like shoestring potatoes?
I don't know.
They were these sad, pathetic little strips of fried vegetables and fried shrimp that had probably been sitting out for hours. That was not good.
So that was bad. About the pasta fagioli that came out? We wanted you to taste that.
The pasta fagioli, how can I put this?
Doesn't have ground beef in it?
First of all, what they're serving at the Olive Garden is not pasta fagioli.
It's chili.
Pasta fagioli is an Italian dish comprised of little tiny pieces of pasta and beans. Fagioli or fagioli is beans. You do not use red kidney beans.
It's a white bean.
They use white beans, navy bean or a cannelloni bean most traditionally. You do not put ground beef in it. If any sort of protein would be in there, it would be like pancetta. They are making a chili and saying, oh, this is Italian chili, I guess, pasta fagioli. That's a crime against Italian cuisine. What they are trying to pass off is, and it wasn't even good chili. I mean, if you're at least making a good bowl of chili, like, fine. It wasn't even good chili, but you can't make chili with ground beef and red kidney beans and say this is pasta fagioli. That's tragic. I mean,
you were so offended by
this. It is because it is offensive.
You were mad when you saw it on the menu.
Well, I saw the menu. I looked at the description. I said to Adam, I said,
and Yurko immediately goes, I need a cup of that, please.
Yeah, and they brought him a big bowl. And it was no good. I mean, again, at least if you were making good chili, at least you could say, okay.
I'm looking right now, Carm, at a pasta fagioli recipe. Olive oil, onions, stalks of celery, three cloves of garlic, parsley, Italian seasoning, crushed red pepper flakes, salt to taste, chicken broth, two medium tomatoes peeled and chopped, a tomato sauce, or half a cup of ditalini or other small pasta, and a can of cannellini beans with liquid. That's it.
Yes.
I don't see ground beef anywhere in this.
Of course not.
So that was Carmen's big complaint with the pasta fagioli. It's chili. It's not pasta fagioli. It's chili with a little bit of pasta. Yeah.
Terrible.
Then the entrees came.
Well, first of all, the salad was fine. The salad's edible. The dressing's got too much sugar. I think maybe everybody probably was able to pick up on that, right? Like, there's a lot of sugar in the dressing.
It's delicious.
You don't need
that.
The salad was fine. The breadsticks, give me a break.
They're all
delicious.
How dare you?
Warm, delicious.
You guys are so full of it.
You guys live in Chicago.
They're soft.
And you know, and you eat good food, and you know what bread is supposed to taste like. Bread is not supposed to be a mushy, limp.
That was not limp.
Oh, stop it, Adam.
It was stiff. It was stiff bread.
I've seen limp.
It was stiff.
Bread should have a crunchy outside and a soft inside.
That's right. There's no crunch on that bread.
Oh, the breadsticks. Get out of here.
You ate like three of them.
The bread sticks. I had two of them, but there's no crunch on them.
You're going to polish dog five no between crunch. The two of us.
The breadsticks.
I smoke one like a cigar.
I mean, we're going to get out of here. So the salad was fine. There's too much sugar in the dressing, but the salad was fine. At least it was crispy lettuce. The salad was fine. Passable. The breadsticks, please. Then the entrees. Do you want me to break and talk about the entrees?
We're going.
Push the break.
This is
more
matter.
Important.
This doesn't matter.
Okay. The entrees.
You ordered the eggplant parmesan. The fellas ordered the chicken parmesan. I ordered the tour of Italy.
You took the tour.
I ordered eggplant parmesan. Eggplant parmesan is a very proud sort of classic Italian dish all throughout Italy. In most parts of Italy, you're going to find some version of eggplant parmesan. You want the good or the bad? What do you want first? You guys tell me.
Give us the good.
The best thing on the table yesterday and the most passable bite of food, I will compliment them, was the eggplant parmesan. Without question.
Not bad.
Chris and Adam's chicken parm wasn't bad either, but it's not how you'd ever have chicken parm in Italy or in any Italian household. If you'd never have a big breast of chicken that is just breaded and fried. Like that, you know, the texture of it. That's not how you make chicken parm. But it was fine. I took a bite of Adam's. It was fine. I mean, it was tasty. It was fine. The pasta is probably the most disrespectful slap in the face to any Italian or Italian cuisine or cuisine period that I've ever experienced in my life.
The pasta was horrific.
It's truly shameful. That pasta is not dropped to order. That pasta is made at some point early in the morning. It sits around all day. It's all clumped together. It's lukewarm. There's some yucky sauce splashed over the top of it. It's truly shameful and criminal. Quite frankly, it's criminal.
It's criminal.
And somebody should probably be arrested for putting something like that on a menu, saying we're an Italian restaurant. This is the pasta.
Parm's going after Mr. Garden.
You're going to get.
I'm going to arrest you,
quite,
Mr. Garden.
I'll be quite honest.
I mean, these recipes come from Italy.
No, they don't.
But that wasn't the worst thing you had.
The worst thing.
Take your tour.
Take the tour of Italy.
The bite I took of Yurko's
tour
fettuccine
of Italy.
Alfredo.
Yeah.
I couldn't even. I spit it out.
You spit it out.
I chewed and swallowed every other bite of food.
Yeah, you spit that
Not
out.
Not only did you spit it out, you then looked at us and said, guys, don't eat this.
Don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Don't eat it. We all looked at you like you had just eaten bleach.
Yeah,
like
Adam said, is there glass in it?
And we all tried it. Don't do it, guys. And it was fine.
It's not fine.
It tasted exactly like fettuccine Alfredo. That's how it tastes.
It was cold, clumpy, hard pasta with a disgusting cream sauce splashed all over it.
To be fair, the cold aspect of that, I think, is something Abdullah and I will get to in a moment. When you finish your discussion over all the menu items,
yeah,
we've got something up our sleeve.
I didn't taste the lasagna. You could barely keep the lasagna down.
So what I do with the lasagna...
He's hanging it up for the video. He could barely keep it down.
Listen, the lasagna, what I had to do is cut off the dried pasta pieces on the edges.
Yeah.
So if I cut like a half an inch off of the whole thing and minimize the square to a smaller square, then you actually had pasta that felt like it was cooked and, you know, was what the consistency of pasta is supposed to be. You know, the lasagna, the sheets of lasagna. Once you took all the dry stuff off and you actually got into the middle, it was actually not half bad.
You could barely keep it
Yurko
down.
Yurko dissected it.
He did.
He cut off the ends and he went in from the middle.
I cut off the dried ends.
Yeah.
And I went into the middle and it was actually not bad.
And then the tiramisu.
Then they brought it out. It's on your screen.
Yeah, play it. It was a good time.
It's on your screen, Carl.
Play it.
Happy birthday to you.
I like it.
So good. Happy birthday.
We got like the whole restaurant singing
happy birthday. Happy birthday, dear Carl.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Too nice. My birthday's in 8 months.
How was the tiramisu?
The tiramisu, again, you know, on the top, there's a little squeeze out of a can of whipped cream. Can't even make your own whipped cream.
It's got to be fresh.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you're a restaurant.
You're a restaurant.
You know how easy it is to make whipped cream? Yeah. You take confectioner's sugar, heavy whipping cream, vanilla, and you whip it.
Whip it. Whip it real good.
And you have to spray it out of a can.
You saw the size of that restaurant. They're throwing out tiramisus left and right. They don't have time to whip up whipped cream every time.
The lady fingers were dry. It was pretty disgusting.
It's supposed to be soaked in what, Carm?
It's usually soaked in like a coffee liqueur.
Coffee liqueur?
Yeah.
Dry. I thought the cinnamon was like generic cinnamon.
Cocoa powder. That was cocoa powder.
Yeah, it was cocoa powder.
Disgusting.
Terrible.
It's a sad excuse for whipped cream. How hard is it to make whipped cream?
I had three bites of it.
It was
so bad, I took three bites of it.
You know.
Was it as bad as you were, the whole experience, was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
I would say probably not. Because the eggplant parm and the calamari were passable, the salad was fine. I'd say probably not. I think I've eaten at worse restaurants, believe it or not. It was still somewhat disgraceful. Again, the pasta and the pasta fazool were. It's tough to take for any Italian. I mean, that's pretty
disgraceful.
It was pretty disgraceful.
Have you gotten an email from Italy saying that you are no longer eligible for citizenship?
Not yet. You know, our old boss, our old content director, Mike Thomas, sent a tweet because he saw, like, Adam's first tweet of the day as we were walking in. And I think Mike was beside himself.
And he's like, what are you doing? So I texted him right away. You know, Mike's back in Boston now. And I said, I lost a bet to Black and Abdallah. So that's, and he goes, oh, he's like, well, thank God. He goes, that makes sense. And he goes, tell the boys. Mike would have loved this bit, by the way. He would have been right up his alley. I mean, he would have loved it. He was like stunned. And a few people who didn't know what was going on did reach out to me via text or social media and be like, what are you doing, dude? And like a couple of our chef friends were even like, wait, what? Why is this happening? I said, I lost this bet. And they're like, oh, whoa.
How many people thought it was your birthday?
A few. Luke Pergandy texted me, our good buddy from Prop Swap. I said, Luke, it's in December. Thanks. Black and Abdallah having some fun. He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Hoodie texted me this morning. Same thing. When I told him what was going on, he texted me back like a series of laughing, crying emojis. So Hoodie, a few people did say happy birthday. So all in all, Adam asks, was it as bad as I thought? Probably not. But it's bad. And I don't understand the infatuation with the breadsticks. I don't understand.
But what was bad was horrifically bad.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Horrifically bad.
Just like, oh my God, what are we doing here bad?
I mean, we still ate. Like, I still ate a meal.
I ate most of the eggplant, honestly. Yeah.
I wasn't even hungry for dinner.
Yeah, no, same. Abdallah, I got home, and usually I eat after the show.
I swear to God.
I didn't eat dinner last night. I was full.
I didn't eat dinner when I got home. I was still full.
Bottomless breadsticks.
I
was full.
That's good or bad. You guys,
Chris, I'm still on my fast.
We went through the breadsticks. Chris, like the waitress came back. Chris was like, we'll take some more of those breadsticks.
Yeah.
Bottomless breadsticks.
Never ending.
She's like, okay, more breadsticks.
We do have to say, though, this was submitted as an expense report.
I am going to. I haven't yet.
The final total was what?
Total was very affordable. It was $122 with tip.
$122 for four people. That's $30
three lunch specials, yeah. And then Yurko's
and a free
tour of Italy.
Because it was your birthday.
Yeah, and a free tiramisu. So I'm going to expense it.
Yeah,
okay.
About that.
Well, see, here's the thing. Abdallah and I picked up on something that was taking place during the lunch. There was a certain individual among us who was ordering wildly off the menu and then didn't eat any of his food.
I told Waddle and Sylvie when we started Unhinged, I said, Yurko didn't eat anything.
That's not true.
He played on the iPad
yes.
the entire time like
yes.
a child. By yes. the way, every fine Italian restaurant has an iPad on every table where you can play billiards games. I hope everybody knows that. All great Italian restaurants
have a game.
And he played video games all the time and didn't touch his food.
The whole time.
You didn't eat anything, Yurko.
You didn't eat anything.
The whole time.
That is scandalous.
And because of that.
Yeah.
That is scandalous.
Because of that reason. The fact that he ordered seemingly for a table of 10. And didn't touch any of it. Director of content Danny Zetterman has said it is on Yurko to pay for the meal.
I don't think that's fair, but you owe me $122.
Well, first Good Karma Brands is not going to pay for
there'll
it.
There'll be a cold day in hell that you get $122 from me. A cold day in hell.
I mean, if I can't expense it.
Secondly, you're going to expense it like you were approved to expense the darn thing.
All right.
$122 for four people to go have basically dinner.
Yeah.
And provide the content that
lunch
we have provided. Can I tell you this? Hey, can I tell you this?
Yeah.
It's a deal and a half.
Deal of a lifetime.
Secondly, I had to order Tour of Italy because we had talked about it and promoted it so much that I had no choice but to go away from what I wanted to order.
What did you want
to
order?
But to get the Tour of Italy because we had pumped
it up so much.
The fried
shrimp was a little much.
Oh,
didn't need the fried shrimp.
A big plate.
They're called appetizers.
We've got a few more stories to tell. We do have to break. And then Billy Z's coming in at the bottom of the hour. I've got a few other things to tell about yesterday. And then I think Chris and Abdallah have an explanation as to why the pasta was so cold. Maybe there's some weird place in Italy I'm unaware of where they sell a cold, clumpy pasta that's been sitting around for 4 hours before you order it. I don't know. But they have a theory on that. And then a few other tales from our adventure. I got to say, it was a fun day with the three of you. It was we had a fun afternoon.
It was a fun day.
It was a fun
day.
What
a day.
It was.
I enjoyed myself.
We had a great day.
The White Sox should play more straight doubleheaders.
Hey, and Abdallah's got a pass from the CTA that gets anybody on. Well, it's the greatest thing in the world.
We got a few more stories. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Olive Garden has the last laugh anyway. Apparently they do $4 billion annually in sales. I mean, I don't get it, but... we left Olive Garden yesterday And it's on Addison at the Expressway, we told you. Now, Black lives very close to there. I used to live in Logan Square, Avondale, not far. And one of my favorite places is Longman and Eagle. That's real food. Chef Brian and the crew at Longman, always great. And I said, let's at least finish this now with something good. I said, let's go to Longman. I'll buy us a cocktail. We'll watch the end of the... You guys were into the Real Madrid Man U game.
Yes.
Champions League.
Manchester City.
I'm sorry, Man City. Excuse me. Forgive me. And so we sat at the bar. We had him put his phone out. We watched the game. We had an old-fashioned. The folks at Longman were kind enough to give us a couple of their little barrel pick pours that they had recently done, too.
Delicious.
And when Yurko ordered this big seafood misto thing, which, again, was terrible, this fried shrimp that was sitting around all day was no good, these sad little excuses of vegetables that were, I don't even know, it's just awful.
They're called shrimp misto. That's okay. Frito.
Shrimp misto.
Shrimp
Frito,
misto.
Frito.
Frito.
Yeah. Yeah, misto.
Not seafood, just shrimp.
Okay. Well, there was a lot of it. It was a huge plate. Nobody really ate it because I don't think anybody liked it.
It's not true. Black ate a lot of them. I ate a lot of the shrimp.
Sure. I had a few shrimp.
I had like six shrimps.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
A lot of your limp green peppers and zucchinis were left. That's what was left.
We figured we'd bring it back to Charlie Bevins.
Yes. Yes.
Charlie will eat anything. And that's apparently right. Adam told him, he said, hey, we're going to bring you the leftovers.
Right.
You know, Charlie was like,
Which is another reason that I didn't eat everything, because I knew Charlie was going to be the benefactor of this.
So we went to Longman and Eagle. We sat down. We had a cocktail. We were watching the game. But then it was time, okay, you're going to have to get back to the studio to get Yurko's car to go to our Whiskey U. And Chris and Adam were going to be on after the second White Sox game. So I pay the check. Yurko leaves a tip. We get up. We go over to take the blue line. Right there at Logan, across the street, the Logan stop. And as we're going down the stairs, we can hear the train coming. Yeah. And we're like, oh, let's go. Forest Park, this is one of ours. Let's go.
Final call. Doors are closed.
So Chris and I are running. Yurko's...
I've never seen Yurko move that fast in my life.
And Yurko can't go downstairs quickly because his body's beat up.
My patellas felt like they were going to fly off like Chinese throwing stars.
I legit thought he was going
to
fall.
So we're hustling to get on this train.
The feet can still move.
We get on, the doors close, and Abdallah goes, crap. And I said, what? And he goes, I forgot Charlie's leftovers.
We opened the door, did the thing where like we're opening the door and Charlie's like pushing it open, and we're like, we're sorry, man, I forgot, this is on me. Like, I put my hand, I was like, this one's on me. They're sitting, if you want to go to Longman and Eagle, there's a whole thing of fried
of leftover fried food
shrimp if you want to go get it.
Adam felt so bad. Somehow he got put in charge of Charlie's leftovers. He sat it on the bar next to him. We got up, we left, and he realized that literally as the doors on the train closed and it started pulling away, he realized he forgot the leftovers. Why do you guys think, what is the your theory on why the pasta is so cold?
Oh, because Yurko wasn't eating anything. He just sat there.
He let it marinate in the air.
Yeah, he didn't eat anything yesterday.
It's not like we waited 10 minutes before we tried that.
Personal shot at you, Yurko.
He needs to Venmo you $122.78.
To me, like, the two of the fellas got back together and they started concocting a little something in their minds. Frickin' Frack got together and decided, hey, let's do a little bit of this.
I've never seen someone order so much food and not eat any of it.
In fairness, Black and Abdallah did not discuss this at any point this morning.
Mm-mm.
When Crosstalk Unhinged started and we taped a new one, I said to Waddle and Sylvie, Yurko barely ate anything.
See?
They're like, did Yurko like it? I said, he barely ate.
That's not true.
Well, we all seem to have that recollection.
You guys all have that recollection because you guys are all sitting there in your own minds.
All I remember is you playing billiards and Excite Bike. The entire time
I had the most salad. I probably tied with Black on having the most breadsticks.
Yeah, you did. Okay. I had two.
You probably had the most salad and the most breadsticks.
I probably had the most shrimp, but Black might have beat me by one or two.
How many shrimp were on that plate?
And the calamari, probably about 10, 12.
25 hundreds, shrimps.
Hundreds, Carm.
There weren't a lot of shrimp.
They treat you like family. Hundreds. They don't skimp on the shrimp.
There were a bunch of different things
when you're
on there.
Family. Carm.
Here's
and then
the other
way
thing.
You lambasted the limp zucchini and the limp red pepper.
We could have gotten out of there 15 minutes earlier, but the waitress didn't come over to do the check because Yurko was playing on the thing to do the check.
She was playing on the iPad.
She's like, oh, he was in the middle of a game. I didn't want to interrupt.
We're sitting around. We're like, boy, where'd she go? She's super sweet. We loved Ilya. She was great. We're like, where did she go? Did she take her break? We're looking around. I'm trying to pay the check.
Billiards.
She goes, he was playing his game, so I didn't want to disturb him.
What level did you get to? You got to what, level 7, 8? On the billiards?
Level 8, yeah. I was really playing well.
Chris and Adam and I are looking
meanwhile,
around.
The
what
whole
happened
time,
to her? Where did she go?
I had every tomato and every crouton out of the salad.
Hey, the croutons weren't bad.
So the top three things at the place for me at Olive Garden were the Roma tomatoes. They were fresh, Carm.
Okay.
I mean, for this time of year to have those Roma tomatoes and be as good as they were,
right.
They were delicious. The croutons and then the water.
Okay.
Those are my top three.
Excellent.
Okay.
When we come back.
But to say I didn't eat the food is scandalous.
Well, scandalous. We all seem to have that recollection. No.
You guys can have whatever recollection you like. You guys are sitting with your own deception of lies.
You didn't really eat any of the tour of Italy.
Carmen scolded you at one point like you were his child because you were on the iPad.
Carmen tasted the fettuccine Alfredo. He put it in his mouth. He spit it on his table. Chris went and tasted it, and he said it's not bad. I went and got a big scoop and put it in my mouth, and I for the love of God and everything holy,
did you sing?
I did the best thing I could do to go ahead and just woof it down to make it seem like Carmen had a bias. I'm the only guy, once I
thank
cut
you
off the edges, to eat the lasagna. Yeah. I don't even know what the third thing on the plate was.
Chicken parm.
And I went over and had a couple of little pieces of chicken parm.
The tour of Italy, yeah. Baby. Per la familia. Our good friend and our old producer, Billy Zerkat, is going to come in studio. Billy is somewhat of a local, he's become a local celebrity chef, even though he's not a formally trained chef. His pizza pop-ups and all the collabs he's done with some of the great pizza and sandwich shops in town are phenomenal. And we'll tell you about his story, why he's doing all this, how great the food is. But he's got a collab that he's really excited about.
And the animals that ate our pizza.
Yeah, and then they like Billy made a pizza for us. And everybody at Channel 7 ate it.
Yeah, so what is it? They must have smelled something up on the third floor, and everybody came down.
He's at the real Billy Z on Instagram, and his Instagram has grown exponentially here in recent years. So you should follow him. But Billy's going to talk to us for a little bit coming up next. We'll play McKnight at the movies during the 1 o'clock hour. Jesse talks baseball with us. The Cubs come home after a 5-4. West Coast trip. That was a pretty damn good trip for the Cubs. We'll talk about that with Jesse a little bit later. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Make sure you watch us every day on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel now. Just search at Carmen and Yurko. It's that simple. If you're in the app, search at Carmen and Yurko or go to youtube.com/@Carmen and Yurko. Like and subscribe. And if you're watching right now on YouTube or on Twitch, you'll see a third party in our State Street studios, and it is the one and only Bill Zerkat, Billy Z. He's at The Real Billy Z on Instagram, an Instagram account that has gained quite a following in recent years and has grown exponentially. Billy's our friend. Billy used to work with us here at ESPN Chicago. How many years were you here?
Eight.
8 years.
Yeah.
Produced.
Kind of interning.
And, yeah, interning, yeah. Production, knows Black and Abdallah real well.
First producer Waddle and Sylvie.
That's right. Yeah. First producer of the Waddle and Sylvie.
Congratulations.
Show.
Yeah. That should go on the business card.
Service.
That needs to go on the business card.
Yeah.
Somehow Billy's gone from radio guy to celebrity chef with no formal chef training. And as someone who likes to cook, and you know, people know that I certainly do as well. And I think those of us that do take it very seriously, Billy has taken it very seriously. He was just on with Tracy Butler on Channel 7 if you were watching her cooking up a storm this morning. What you've done with pizza, my friend, I'm envious because I'm trying to get my pizza game even close to Billy's.
Well, I got
it's
you.
Impressive.
I got you. That's
it's
easy.
It's impressive, my man.
Thank you. I mean, before I get to anything, guys, like, the Bulls are back.
All right.
This guy. Boy.
He's a big Bulls fan.
The Bulls are back.
His first thing he said to me this morning, I'm like, yeah, back.
And yeah, I know.
I sensed your sarcasm anyway.
I'm kidding.
Please.
It's been a hell of a ride. Honestly, the past 3 years have been insane, but the last 13 years in general since I left this place, life has changed. So sports, basketball, biggest part of my life forever, worked here for years. About 10 years ago, I started experiencing weird issues where I'd lose my balance and fall while playing basketball. And it took 8 years to find out why my legs were getting weaker, why I couldn't run anymore, why I couldn't even get out of a chair. And I was diagnosed with what's called limb-girdle muscular dystrophy in March of 2021. So 3 years just passed. Yeah, and so, you know, I needed a creative outlet. I didn't work in sports media anymore, and I had my dog's Instagram page. That was it.
Mm.
I had nothing to get me going, and I joked that I traded my jersey in for an apron, and I used food and cooking and baking as a way to find calm while I had nothing but turbulence around me.
Yeah.
And I created a pizza called The Tripping Billy. which is a shishito pepper cream sauce, corn, pickled jalapenos, mozzarella, cheddar. It's my own unique thing. And I called it the Tripping Billy because I lose my balance and fall. And I use that pizza as a way to share my story of reinvention through cooking, through baking, and through pizza. And to raise funds and awareness for the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
How many, and that's the great part of it. Everything he does, he's helping to raise funds for Muscular Dystrophy Association to try to fight it. How many collabs at this point with pizzerias, bakeries, sandwich shops? I know you do stuff with Bang Bang, which I love. My old neighborhood on California, Bang Bang Pie is incredible. Pie and biscuits. Like, how many different collabs have you done now, or pop ups where your pizza is, you know, being on like a famous Chicago pizzeria menu?
So I've done overall pop ups collaborations, including Chicago and Milwaukee. I've done a couple things in Milwaukee, and I've done 54 in total. Wow. I've raised $50,000 for the Muscular Dystrophy Association in just about 2 years. And I launched what I call the Tripping Billy Chicago Tour, where I bring my pizza, the Tripping Billy, and I bring it to different places, and you'll see it reinvented to their different styles. So, like, the original is a Detroit-style pizza, but I've done it as tavern style. I've done it as New York, New Haven, you name it. It's been 16 different places. And I wanted to come on here today to make the big announcement of stop number 17.
You've been teasing this.
I've been teasing this like I work in radio still. Like, after the, coming up after the break.
The LeBron thing was hilarious over the weekend. He dubbed in LeBron talking about my friend Billy Z's got a big announcement coming up. It was hilarious.
The LeBron lying thing is the best thing in the world.
I was dying.
Oh, my God. It killed me. Yeah, so stop number 17 of the Tripping Billy Chicago Tour. I've been saying this, and there's no BS. I'm making pizza history with this. Stop number 17 is with the one and only Pequod's.
Pequod's.
The first time in Pequod's history that they've ever sold a collaboration pizza, but also it's the first non-red sauce pizza they've ever done.
Really?
I am breaking the color barriers for pizza. You know, it's just...
So you'll be doing the regular thin Tripping Billy, or is it going to be
their caramelized crust pan pizza with my toppings.
Really?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
The Tripping Billy toppings.
Yeah, it's all the Tripping. That's one thing. When I do the Tripping Billy like tour, it's always the same toppings, but reinvented to whatever style.
To whatever specs are.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's going to be available all May long, every Wednesday for carryout only.
Okay, carryout only.
Yeah, every Wednesday, carryout only throughout the month of May at Pequod's. I'll have more information on my Instagram and my website as well. I'm just announcing it. You guys are the home,
exclusive home
for the announcement. But yeah, more details will come through as we still got a couple weeks to work out some stuff and logistics of it. But they do such crazy volume, crazy numbers. We can't do it every day there because it'll just wreck the kitchen. But yeah, every Wednesday, Wednesdays
with Billy.
Yeah, carry out only. I'll be there kind of helping out and stuff. But yeah, a portion of the proceeds of each sold there will be going to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And yeah, man.
That's fantastic.
I worked really hard at this one. I'm so proud of it, and it's going to be awesome.
The first ever white pie they've ever done in Pequod's history.
I also found something yesterday I had no idea they do. They have thin crust pizza.
I didn't know that either.
They do, like, tavern-style, like, Chicago-style pizza. I had no clue.
I didn't either. Chris had mentioned that, and I was like, really? All my years at Pequod's, I never knew that.
No one orders it.
I don't think anybody orders it.
I don't think they would need to. But,
You've done great, like, sandwich collabs and stuff, too. The sandwiches always look good. I know you do, and we've picked up your sandwiches over with JP Graziano's. Jim's great, and I know you got a good friendship with Jim and that crew.
Yeah, he's my guy.
Yeah, but, like, the sandwich collabs look like they've been awesome, too.
I love it, yeah. I mean, pizza and sandwiches are my thing. I mean, I cook everything, but like that's my go-to. I just want to make food that's fun, it's approachable, and the food I make is inspired by sports. I do the crossover sports a lot. Like, I mean, I have my Caruso sandwich, my Alex Caruso thing.
Yep.
I did my Chicago Swears Bears pizzas last season.
That was good. So the day of every Bears game, whether it was I think you did it. Was it during the week?
Whenever it was the game.
Whenever it was.
Billy put on like that, a pizza based off of the town of the opponent, which was a cool idea.
Yeah,
I
called it Chicago Squares. Yeah. You're cut into square pizzas for party cut. Pizza's inspired by the opponents every week. I'm going to do it again this season. Hopefully take it up to bigger and better things.
Awesome. That's great, man. At Real Billy Z on Instagram.
Yep. At The Real Billy Z on Instagram.
You got a Twitch channel too, right?
Just Instagram. Follow me on TikTok. It's I don't even care for TikTok, but it's The Real Billy Z _. And then I have a website now because I unlocked the power of the internet. TrippingBillyZ.com.
So you can
make donations to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. You can get my recipes, find out where you can try my food at. Got a lot of big things coming up this summer. I haven't even scratched the surface of what I want to and can do. Going to take this to the moon, boys.
Dude, good for you, man.
Thank you.
Keep killing it. The way you've grown the Instagram is really fantastic.
Thank you.
The social media stuff is awesome. So every Wednesday, more details to come on this, but remember that every Wednesday in May at Pequod's on Clybourne, you can get the, for carryout only, you can get the Trip and Billy. And remember, a lot of the proceeds are going to be donated back to muscular dystrophy research. So you're the man, buddy.
Thank you, boys.
Keep killing
it. I really appreciate you, man.
We love you, Billy.
See Red.
Yeah, the pizza was great. I was able to grab a piece. He made another one for you guys, and everybody at ABC 7 ate it.
I went in there and got pizzas from the first one that was made.
That's what I grabbed.
Anticipating that the second one may not make it here.
Black and Abdallah were in the dark.
I had to fight them off with my cane.
There were people
coming up from, like, it was like Walking Dead.
But it smelled so good. When I got off the elevator and I turned the corner as he was getting ready, I could smell it. I'm like,
Idler might have to raise some salaries over there. My heavens, free food comes around.
Where'd you get that pizza, that huge pizza plaque? Where do you, I mean, that's just something.
Oh, the black one?
The black one. Yeah, that's what you cooked in the regular oven.
That's Gosney. The steel?
The steel.
No, the steel. That's a shout out to Original Baking Steel.
Okay.
OriginalBakingSteel.com. It's the best.
So the best way, if you don't have a pizza oven, would be buy one of those steels and just crank your oven as hot as it goes?
Yeah. So like the tavern style pizza that I made on ABC today, I use what's called a baking steel. Put it in your oven, put it on your rack. You let it preheat at 500 degrees for like an hour. And with tavern style, you can do tavern style, you can do New York, you can really anything except like Neapolitan.
Right.
You really need like super high heat oven for that.
Right.
But you can replicate what you would find at most pizzerias in the city, like a deck oven,
yeah,
where they just have that hot surface. So it's like a pizza stone, but steel conducts heat better and it absorbs heat better.
It really holds
hot.
That
yeah.
heat.
Gets super crispy. And then you can, that's how I started. I mean, I did that. Now I have, I'm a Gosney brand ambassador, so I do stuff with the outdoor ovens and such. But like, nothing's better than to me than just making a pizza.
It's pretty great that anybody could do it in that house. Just get that one piece of equipment and you'll be able to almost replicate it. Because you see how crispy, like you achieve the desired effect of getting that real crispy crust because that steel gets so hot.
I got my recipe on my website for the dough, and then I have videos on how to do it. So yeah, just check it out.
All right, Billy. Good stuff.
Thanks,
brother.
Boys.
We'll talk
appreciate
to you soon.
You.
There's
right,
Billy Zuracat at the real Billy Z on Instagram. And make sure you check out the collab that's happening at Pequod's next month. It's Carmen in New York. We'll be right back.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at @ESPN_Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back.
No.
This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
No. We've talked a lot about food this hour, Yurko. I would just real quick.
We have. Yeah.
I just want to tell everybody real quick. Maybe you saw it. If you didn't, there's a link to it on my Twitter page. What's my X handle? I didn't remember. @CarmenDeFalco is my
@ Carmen
handle.
DeFalco. I'm at Yurko64.
Yeah. I'm always on Instagram now. @CarmenDeFalco5 on Instagram. But on my X handle, I did link a story that the Sun-Times did. Mitch Dudek wrote a really great and lengthy remembrance of Chef Hans, speaking of all the food we've been talking about. And one of our great chef friends, just one of our great friends, period, was Chef Hans. Hans, the chef, he passed, almost 2 weeks ago. And over the weekend in the Sun-Times, there was a great retrospective of his life and how much he meant to a lot of people here in Chicago. So I would just encourage everybody to check that out and read it. And read about the great man that was Chef Hans Ossenbacher. He was awesome. And he died a couple weeks ago at the age of 80. I could talk food with you all day, Yurk, but I guess we got to talk the old sports arena.
At some point, the old sports arena's got to come to the forefront.
We have to talk about more
after
bowls,
one
bears.
Glorious hour of reminiscing about the greatness of what was yesterday. We really haven't even touched on what we did last night.
We'll do that. And
in Lockport.
I don't know how we're going to top, like, you know, that bet. I don't know if we're going to make another wager on, you know, correctly predicting the NFL playoff teams. That's a hard thing to do, by the way, you know, predicting 80% of the NFL playoff teams.
It's not easy.
It's easy in the NBA.
Sure.
That's how this whole thing kind of came to be. Chris and Adam were like,
came about.
Because I did it 2 years ago in the NBA, and it's too easy. They go, you got to do NFL. I said, oof, that's hard.
Yeah, it's tumultuous.
And it's hard. You know, you
a lot of teams eligible to make the playoffs at the end of the year, depending upon certain things happening. And if certain things happen, they're in. If not, they're out. So there's a lot of
more turnover,
possibilities,
right?
For you at the end of the year in the NFL.
There were, but
there's
knew.
Not possibilities in basketball, really.
Well, it's not that. They're just, you know who the dot, you know who's good and
you
who's
know
not.
Who's good and who's bad. Yeah. Welcome to basketball.
Exactly.
Welcome to the NBA.
It's as simple as that. So if you want to talk about Coby White, the Bulls, are you into this at all? Is the play-in thing working for you? We'll discuss some of that coming up. 312-332-3776. Plus, we're going to play McKnight at the movies at 1:15. Jesse joins us just over an hour from now. Jesse Rogers to talk baseball with us. It's Carmen and York. We'll be back in 2 minutes.